All Hallows Eve, right? The eve before All Saints Day. And so kids were here from Broadwater, dressed up as whatever. But there were a lot of superheroes. Did you notice that? There always are, right? Especially since Marvel's gotten big. We even have maybe some leftover superhero action in the third row here, which is good. But saints are not superheroes. If there's anything they're not superheroes. Because superheroes have talents and gifts that the rest of humanity doesn't have. And they're not subject to the same vulnerabilities and realities that everybody else has. And that's not what a saint is. And the danger is that sometimes we put them in marble or plaster, or we entomb them in stained glass, and they become these superhero figures. And we pick certain stories, but not all the stories of their lives, the big moments, the big graces, but we don't tell the whole story. And so then they recede from realities that we walk in, and they begin to dwell in this other land of holiness, in this other time when God was really present to his people, but not so much like today. And all of that is wrong. And if we allow that to happen, then what we're supposed to be paying attention to today can't happen in our hearts. It also might be a little bit of a way around the demands of holiness that we all have. Because I think, oh, St. Francis, oh, St. Ignatius, oh, St. Therese, oh, St. Faustina, I couldn't possibly do that. Thank God. So I can just sit in my mediocrity and be okay with that. But that's not the reality of what we're called to. Not ever. Jesus says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, that perfection is not a work of our own. That perfection, of course, is the work of grace. But the standard is set very clearly. Jesus himself, be holy. He calls us to holiness, fullness of life. Even in modern times, people might be like, oh, well, that was the old church. Thank God Vatican II happened. No. Vatican II has a very clear call, the universal call to holiness for every single person. It's not a universal call to mediocrity. It's not a universal call to comfort. It's not a universal call to let other people do the tough work that needs to be done in the church and in the world. The call from the council was that all of us, laity, clergy, religious, all of us are called to one standard, the standard of holiness. To be anything less than a saint is to settle for too little. Now, that might sound strange to you. Well, that's a big deal. Well, it is a big deal. But that is what you were made for. See, that's why saints can't be thought of as superheroes. They're no different than you or me. Not in the stuff they were made of. They're no different than you and me in the fact that they lived in real times, with real problems. They're no different than you and me in the fact that they all have history. St. Augustine himself said, every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. Can you imagine St. Augustine writing that as he reflected on his own life? Because he definitely had a past. But he also knew where the future was found for him personally and for every one of us. That God opens up new possibilities, new potentialities that are already present in you and in me. You see, that's the reality of it, is that our hearts are hardwired for holiness. To live beneath that is to compromise ourselves in a way that does absolute injustice to who God created us to be. We're created in the image and likeness of God. Think about that for a moment. The image and likeness of God. how great is our dignity. And friends, how great is our potential. Think about that word for a second, potential. It means power. How great is the power of a saint? How great is the potential and the power that lies within each and every one of us? But my friends, that potential needs to be actualized. It needs to move from potential to action. And the way that that happens is by us desiring. The Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard said, saints are those who willed the one thing. Saints are those who willed the one thing. See, the difference between saints and me, and saints, maybe you, isn't so much human realities. They all have their weakness just like I do. They all have their graces and strengths just like I do, and all of us. But the difference in them is that they willed one thing. Whereas my desires go this way and this way, and maybe yours do too. But the saints, all their desire, through the work of grace and over time, it didn't happen overnight, but through the work of grace, their desires focused, pointing toward the one thing. Now, one thing isn't really a thing so much as it is a one person. They went right to the heart of God, right to the heart of Jesus. And from there, everything changed. Everything flows from there. Their encounter with Jesus opens up and actualizes this potential that was within them and that is within us. They wanted it. They wanted him, right? The great story at the end of St. Thomas's life, St. Thomas Aquinas. He writes and finishes his work and has a vision of the Lord, and the Lord says, Thomas, you have written well of me. What would you have as your reward? And he responds, nihil nisi te, Domine. Nothing less than you, Lord. Nothing less than you, Lord. That's what the saints wanted. You're here, I'm here, because we want that. We just don't want it entirely. And that's the work of conversion. That's what the saints would pray for us today, is that that desire that led you to this chapel, that desire to be here, to pray, to honor the saints, but also worship the Lord, that that desire would grow and expand until it becomes the one desire that integrates everything else you do. You who study, you who teach, you who raise families, everything that you do brought into one purpose, to serve the Lord, to come to him, and to be changed, and then to become his instrument in the world. And by the way, that's what the saints do, is they change the world. They change the world. And that's what the world needs. The world needs saints. Don't look to politicians. Please, God, don't look to politicians to save this world. It won't happen. It won't happen. Don't look to policies to fix the church. It won't happen. The only way the world gets better, the only way the church becomes more of what she should be, is through saints, through holiness, personal holiness. Each one of us is called to that. And so therefore, each one of us is responsible. We are responsible to the world. We are responsible to the church. We are responsible to our Lord, who gives us every grace to live life at its highest pitch, to not compromise in any way. Every grace is given. St. Peter Chrysologus says, nothing is lacking where everything is given. Nothing is lacking, my friends, for me to become a saint, for you to become a saint. Nothing is lacking. It depends on how we respond, doesn't it? How do we respond Do we respond responsibly or do we delay? Do we put things off? Do we say, ah, that's for other people? Well, my friends, I hope that today you leave motivated and uncomfortable. I don't want you comfortable in mediocrity. I don't want you comfortable with compromise, just as I don't want to be comfortable in my own mediocrity or in my own compromises. The Lord calls us. He calls us. He beckons us. And the call is urgent. Great St. Ignatius of Loyola has a good line. He says, "Few souls understand what God would accomplish in them if they were to abandon themselves unreservedly to Him and allow His grace to mold them accordingly." Well, let's abandon ourselves unreservedly to the Lord. Give Him access to every potential in you, all your gifts, all your talents, all your desires, all your hopes, even, and maybe even especially, your brokenness, your weakness, your fears. Open it all up, wide to Him. Invite Him in. Come in, Lord Jesus. Be Lord of my life. Do with me what you will. What would happen in your life? What would happen on this campus? What would happen in this world if every person in this chapel said yes to God in an unreserved way to allow His grace to mold us and shape us accordingly? Please, God, let that happen in us. May we be saints, not just here at Carroll College. May we be saints, because that is what the world most needs.